Things to make and do.
Kitchen crafts. Like Celie and her grandmother, you can spend time with your family making pie dough, Play-Doh, or both. Grandma's Play-Doh, 2 cups of water, 3 teaspoons cooking oil, 1/2 cup salt, 1 tablespoon alum, 2 1/2 cups flour, food coloring, optional. Bring the water to a boil. Reduce heat and stir in other ingredients. Remove from the stove. Let cool slightly. And store in an airtight container. Grandma's pie dough. 3 cups flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 1/4 cup shortening, 1 egg, 5 tablespoons buttermilk. 1. Stir the flour and salt together. Cut in the shortening. 2. Beat the egg and buttermilk together and add to the flour mixture. Mix well, but do not overwork the dough or it will become tough. 3. Form the dough into a ball and roll out between wax paper into a 9-inch, 23-centimeter circle. Place the crust in a 9-inch, 23-centimeter pie pan. Trim the crust with a butter knife and set the scraps aside. Press the edges of the crust to the pie pan with a fork. Note, if you are making a pudding-based pie filling, bake the crust separately at 375 degrees Fahrenheit, 190 degrees centigrade, for 15 minutes or until lightly browned. If you are making a fruit or pumpkin pie, follow the pie filling recipe and bake the filling and crust together as directed. Pie crust may also be frozen in foil or a freezer bag for later use. Makes 1 pie crust. Jumble Berry Pie. 1 can, 16 ounces, 453.6 grams, pitted red cherries. 1 package, 10 ounces, 283.5 grams, frozen berries, raspberries, strawberries, or mixed berries. 3/4 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons cornstarch, 3 tablespoons butter, 1/4 teaspoon almond extract, 1 pie crust, 9-inch, 23 centimeters. 1. Drain the cherries and thawed berries. Reserve 1 1/4 cups juice and set the fruit aside. 2. In a saucepan, combine the sugar and cornstarch. Stir in the juice. Bring to a boil over medium heat, stirring constantly. Let the mixture boil for 2 minutes and remove from heat. 3. Stir in the butter and almond extract. Fold in the fruit and allow the mixture to cool. 4. Press the pie crust into a 9-inch, 23-centimeter pie dish and pour the mixture into the crust. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit, 190 degrees centigrade, for 45 minutes or until bubbly. Cool and serve. Serves 8. End of Kitchen Crafts.
Sunday Box. Sunday Can by Valerie S. Jameson. To make this Sunday Can for an addition to your Sunday Box, refer to Friend, June 2006, page 18. For things you can do on Sundays, you will need scissors, construction paper, a clean empty can that has no sharp edges, colored markers or crayons, tape, paper, and a pencil or pen. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. End of note. 1. Cut a piece of construction paper to fit around the outside of the can. Write the words Sunday Can on the paper. Then decorate it using the markers or crayons. Wrap the paper around the can and tape it into place. 2. Cut out the ideas for Sunday activities and put them into the Sunday Can. Write down any other appropriate Sunday activities that you can think of on the blank pieces. If you can't think of something to do before or after church on Sunday, pick an idea from your Sunday Can and do it. The slips of paper read. Read the scriptures. Read a story from the friend. Draw a picture and send it to a missionary or someone serving in the military. Write a letter to your grandparents. Write in your journal. Watch a church video or DVD. Visit a neighbor. Telephone someone who is sick. Write a thank you note to your primary teacher or the primary presidency. Read about one of your ancestors. Ask your parents to tell you about when they were young. Get out your family history and work on it. Draw a picture of what you did today and put it in your journal. Pick someone to befriend this week and decide how you will do it. With your family, sing some hymns or primary songs. Have your family discuss a talk from the last general conference and decide how to apply it in your lives. Have a family write-a-thon. Collect pens, paper, envelopes, and stamps. Invite your family to write letters to relatives, friends, missionaries, or people serving in the military. Have a storytelling festival with your family. Ask your dad or mom to begin by telling a true story that happened to him or her. When the story is over, the next person says, "That reminds me of the time when..." The festival continues until everyone has told a story. There are also several blank strips of paper to write your own Sunday-appropriate activities on. End of Sunday Box, Sunday Can.
End of the section, Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for November 2006. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Allison Hickey, Michelle Visaraga, Sharon Cruiser, Allison Jensen, Jacob and Caleb Saran, Jacob and Abby Newell, Charlene Stewart, and Abby and Haley Newell. October 2006.